For a rookie, making the transition to the NFL can be a long and tough process. The players are that much faster, that much bigger, and the game moves that much quicker. One rookie learning the game in the NFL is seventh-round pick Edmund Robinson. The linebacker from Newberry, a small Division II school, has been working since day one to prove his worth in the pros.
When I was drafted, the first thing that came to my mind is that I'm going to have to show those guys that I belong, and that's including the coaches and the GM and the owner, just to show them that I was worth a draft pick, but also that I'm going to come here and give my all, and whatever they need me to do, I can handle the job at task.
Growing up in South Carolina, football was always a big part of life for Robinson.
It's something that was brought to me by my dad. He introduced me into football, and at first I didn't like it. But after a while, I learned to love it, and it's something that I just can't stop doing. And it's probably the only thing I think about 24/7 besides my family. So it's a great sport. I love it, and I'm just happy to get the opportunity here with the Vikings.
Back on June 17th, as the off-season workouts were concluding, he was focused on getting better and living that dream of wearing an NFL uniform.
It was definitely a great day at practice. It was coming to an end, and I keep a checklist. I keep a checklist of rookie mini camp and OTAs and mini camp. And I was just, it was another day I was checking off, but it was one of those days I was like, well, my rookie year, the first part is coming down to an end. So I was like, it was such a great day. Happened to roll on Facebook, and I saw a lot of people saying pray for Charleston and pray for Charleston, South Carolina, and then I kept reading and continued to read it, and it said pray for the Emmanuel Church family, and I just started wondering, like, what happened at the Emmanuel Church family? And I saw that there was a terrible shooting that happened down there.
The church shooting in his hometown of Charleston, South Carolina, rocked the nation. But the tragedy had a closer impact for Robinson and his family.
Immediately, when they said the Emmanuel Church family, I thought it was my mom's church because she's the pastor of Emmanuel AME Church, but her church is in West Ashley and not downtown. So on the internet, it wasn't specific saying which church, it just said Emmanuel AME Church. So at that moment, I'm thinking that my mom has been shot or something happened to her. And immediately I called her but didn't get an answer. So I just started having a lot of things going through my mind. Well, I'm up here in camp and I can't do anything about it. No one's answering my phone calls. And then I turned on the news and it said Emmanuel AME Church in downtown Charleston. So I was kind of relieved that it wasn't my mom and not any of the members at our church, but to hear that it was Reverend Clemente Pinckney, and which I knew him pretty well. It was him and his church members, it was really a hard experience and something to deal with.
But being thankful for his mother's safety and his close family didn't take away from the enormous tragedy. He knew Senior Pastor Reverend Pinckney well and had spent plenty of time inside that church.
I actually attended that church a few Sundays when she started preaching, and while she was interning there, we went to that church a few times, so it was definitely difficult, and she was just telling me to stay focused on what's in front of me, and of course that was football, but in the back of my mind I was thinking about the families that lost their loved ones.
As Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church and the rest of Charleston work to pick up the pieces from this senseless tragedy, Edmund Robinson works to continue his dream of wearing an NFL jersey. That day in June, while he was focused on playing linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, his hometown and the people close to him were dealing with a terrible tragedy. He takes each day as a gift and moves forward with a positive attitude, just like they are in his proud hometown.
I was really excited the way that the United States, but not just the United States, all other countries, the way they pulled together for little old Charleston, South Carolina. And something special, just showing that because something like this that happened, that we don't have to fight back at it, but we can just all come together, one, and still move forward.